You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Staying with all things holiday season, Thanksgiving weekend can mean football, leftovers, and of course, those ubiquitous shopping deals.
Today it's Black Friday, Black Friday. Gotta go to Kohl's on Black Friday. Everybody's going there at midnight.
That's a little bit of a Kohl's commercial from 2011. Since then, more stores have opened on Thanksgiving Day to try to get an edge over their competition. So for Margaret Karch-Hooten, that meant spending Thanksgiving at work, not with friends or family. She's a garden associate at a Placerville, California Walmart. Hooten worked this Thanksgiving and last.
Some of the nice ladies at our store do cook Thanksgiving dinner for the employees.
Thanksgiving break room style.
We started our sales at 6 o'clock last year on Thanksgiving Day, and people were there because of the great deals that they put out and advertised.
Across the board, Thanksgiving weekend shoppers spend about $300 each. Last year, stores made about $9 billion. That is a lot of money up for grabs, but
taking a stand against the Black Friday frenzy, a major retailer is refusing to open on Black Friday this year.
REI. The outdoor retailer REI.
For the third year in a row, the outdoor apparel store REI closed on both Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Their 12,000 employees got paid holidays. Alex Jarman manages the New York City REI store.
One of the sayings you hear around REI all the time is a life outside is a life well lived. So being closed the day after Thanksgiving really is a no-brainer for us.
He says he's not really worried about the store missing out on cash. And besides, it's nice to take a breath before things get really busy.
We can all go out, relax, and be really calm before we head into the holiday season that we know is going to be very strenuous and sometimes stressful. So it gives us that chance to really catch our breath and get ready for the holidays.
That's the plan for Ace Hanley, a sales specialist at REI in West Des Moines, Iowa. Her dad works at the same store. For years, they've taken part in the company's Opt Outside campaign. The campaign's message is pretty simple. Go outside, not to the mall.
Yeah, so last Thanksgiving, I actually went bike riding with my dad. We just kind of made a day of it. We brought some food along, had a picnic in the park, biked along the amazing bike trails that we have here in Des Moines, and spent some time with the family.
That's a change of pace for Hanley. Before REI, she worked at a mall coffee shop. So on Thanksgiving, she had to work.
So I didn't really get to spend Thanksgiving with my family that year, and it was kind of disappointing.
Having Thanksgiving and Black Friday holidays pays off for workers and the company. I mean, this is a business after all. Jarman, the store manager from before, says that perk actually brings job seekers to REI.
Some of our employees actually have sought us out because they heard about Opt Outside. Some of them have worked retail jobs where they actually started to open on Thanksgiving. So it's really been a great thing for our employees.
And they might need that break, too. Shoppers are expected to spend up to $680 billion at stores before Christmas. That story came from Marketplace's Jana Kasperkevich. You can let us know about your shopping plans for this holiday season. We're online at marketplace.org.